This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This is The Woods,
Grr.
The show made by bears for the bear community, their admirers and supporters all around Australia and the world. Brought to you from Melbourne's Joy 94.9 studios. Woof,
Grr.
It is just past 9 o'clock. That means it's time for The Woods this Thursday night. I'm Big Bear Mark, and I'm joined in the studio by Bear Curious Dean. Hello, Dean.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Good. You're looking good in your bear t-shirt tonight.
I'm wearing a bear t-shirt. I'm wearing my bear wear.
Yes,
and right on brand.
Chonky Fat Troy,
sorry? Did you call me?
I know. Robbie, the work experience cup, how are you going?
Yeah, I'm all right, Mark. A little bit sad.
Sad?
Yeah, I've only got a few hours left of my 20s.
Oh, that's right. Someone has got a big O birthday tomorrow.
A big O birthday?
Oh, yes.
Can you believe it?
I was saying that I've got a big O birthday at the end of the year, but I'm... maybe a bigger
number. Are you turning 32, Mark?
I'm turning 32, thank you.
Congratulations.
It's a bigger O than that.
Mark's known for his big O.
Oh, don't you talk. Hello. And we need to say, now I'm not going to pronounce this right, Kia ora.
Bro. Kia ora, bro.
Kia ora, bro. We're all about the New Zealanders tonight.
We are.
Because we're going to be talking to Alan Granville, who's one of the organisers of... Bear Week New Zealand, or New Zealand Bear Week, or whatever you want to call it.
New Zealand Bear Week, which is coming up.
It's next week.
It's next week.
Starts on Valentine's Day.
How romantic.
Yes.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro. So we've got the Chinese New Year, of course. Mm-hmm. So do we know what Chinese zodiac we are?
Yeah, I'm the year of the tiger.
You're tiger. Right, that would be right. Tiger. Tiger.
Ah.
And go on. I already know what you are. I'm going to get you to say it.
So I'm the year of the cock.
I thought every year was the year of the cock for you.
That's right, the year of the rooster.
The year of the rooster.
And you, Mark?
I'm the horse.
Of course, of course.
The fire horse, to be more specific.
Oh, look at you.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm wood. Yeah, because it's wood and fire
and
water. Yeah,
it's the four elements as well. Yeah. But I'm the year of the fire horse.
Fire horse.
So very good. But we're talking about... Bear Week New Zealand, so it's all happening, kicking off Valentine's Day.
And we're playing some music from over that way.
As you just heard with Lord.
Good Lord.
Good Lord.
That's a good song. I like that song.
Yes. Royals is probably her... Was it her first hit, I think?
It was her biggest.
It's the biggest hit. Yeah, that's what put her on the map, let's face
it. That's what made all the Aussies want to claim her. Like we do with all the good New Zealanders.
And she said no. But she said no. She was like, no, I'm not from Australia. I'm from New Zealand.
And so she should.
Yeah, exactly. But, so we're going to play some New Zealand songs today.
I went to New Zealand last year. It's not that far away. It's not that far away at all.
It's not far away, no.
Growing up in Perth and living in Melbourne, it's further to go to Perth than it is for me to go to New Zealand.
And more expensive, quite.
And more expensive, exactly. Mm. And there's no New Zealand wine in Perth.
And apparently New Zealand is such a beautiful country.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Well, you were saying the charges were just across there, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. So Purchase Cup, the competition that they play amongst the Aussie
you weren't
and New Zealand
say,
teams.
You weren't going to say the little competition that they play.
The ball game.
Your husband would be very mad with
you. It's a little version of the Bingham World Cup, World Rugby Gay Cup.
Mini
this
Bingham.
Is the... Uh-huh. Is it Transatlantic? Is that... That's not quite...
Trans-Pacific, is it?
Trans-Pacific.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. Thank you. See, now I'll get points. The Trans-Pacific Cup that they play.
Oh, very good. Yeah. They
all went to New Zealand late last year, and they all came back saying kia ora, kia ora,
kia ora,
bro,
cousin,
bro.
Oh, we're being stereotyping now. We can't do that.
No,
we love
wrong.
Our New Zealand cousins across the pond. Let's come back. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Alan Granville, who is the organizer of New Zealand Bear Week. You're on Joy 94.9. This is The Woods.
Community radio is all about breaking down stereotypes. Joy 94.9 would love to hear from women who can confidently work with all things engineering and IT. For more info, visit joy.org.au. And if I can make
it to the middle of this tightrope. Hey, this is Matt Albert from San Francisco. Well, then you can find a way to make it out here too. You're listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9. And if I can make it to the
middle of this tightrope. You are on The Woods on Joy 94.9, bro, and we are talking this evening about New Zealand Bear Week. I'm Bear Curious Dean. I'm here with Big Bear Mark and Robbie, the work experience cub, but no, just James. Just James isn't here.
No, you know where he is?
Tell me.
He's in Auckland.
Is he really?
He is. He's in Auckland tonight.
He's our correspondent on the spot.
Yes, I gather we might cross to him next week when he's had a few...
bevies?
Bevies. And
when he's had a few events.
We'll find out what's happening on Thursday night when we're on and find out what he's going to be doing.
I think he's currently getting himself all prepared.
Well, he's across there for family as well because he's from New Zealand. But we'll claim James.
We'll claim him as
we'll
our
claim
own.
Him as our own.
You'll enjoy that.
Someone who I don't think we'd be able to claim, of course, is the organiser of, one of the organisers, I should say, of Bear Week New Zealand. It's Alan Granville. Hey, Alan. How you going, mate?
I'm very good, mate. How are you doing, all doing?
We're doing really well. Wishing we were all in New Zealand like our friend James is, getting ready for Bear Week.
Yeah, will you stop claiming everybody, please?
Well, you know, it's like we gave Lord back.
What? Hang on. She was all ours.
I know she was.
You can have Russell Crowe back, but we're not going to go down that road again.
No, you can have Russell Crowe back. I thought no, that's no, we want him. And even Mel Gibson these days. Is he New Zealander? No.
He was American.
He's American. Yeah. That's right.
He's not from around here.
We don't want him either. No. How's it going? How's the preparations for Bear Week New Zealand going, mate?
It's going great. Yeah, we've got another big week. It's our seventh year now of doing it. So it's kind of like quite a well-oiled machine that we actually have over here, because it's kind of an unusual kind of bears group that we have over here, because it's not, there's no committees or memberships or anything like that. It's just a group of friends that kind of get together every year and we put on an event and it's the same group of people who started it 7 years ago are still doing it now.
Yeah, and the other thing is, of course, you unfortunately lost your home venue last year with the Urge closing down. So you're in a few new venues this year.
Yeah, we're on a bit of a kind of a tiki tour around Auckland now. So we've had to adopt a few kind of new bars to kind of take over the sad closure of Urge, which is a bar that I actually ran for along with Paul for 9 years. We've found our kind of substitute locations now. So that's all looking good. It's sad to see it go, but you know, unfortunately, these things have to move on.
That's cool.
Absolutely. Now, I'm surprised to hear there's just a small group of you, because it's quite a jam-packed week of events with New Zealand Bear Week.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's a core group of maybe six or seven of us who've been doing it for quite a few years now. We have other people who come out and help as well. But yeah, it's the same sort of core group, and we have something on pretty much for the 7-8 days of the entire week, something happening all the way through. So it's a jam-packed kind of event that we actually have over here.
Absolutely. So it kicks off on, what, Valentine's Day with the big
gay out? Yes, this Sunday is Big Gay Out, which is our kind of midsummer or fair day, shall we say, in Sydney. It's our big celebration. We normally get 10,000 to 15,000 people in Pointe Chevalier over here. And we have a bear tent and the Urge beer tent. So although Urge is no longer with us, we still actually run dance parties, and we actually still run kind of one-offs and an event, and we actually still run the beer tent at Big Gay Out. So that's our opening event at that. And then Monday we have a flash mob at a local pub.
Hold it. Don't skip this one. Okay, a flash mob. What on earth are you doing a flash mob? Describe it for us.
Oh, it's just basically there's another bar that's on Karanga Happy Road, or K Road is the shortest kind of our kind of gay area, and we just basically mob them. So there's going to be about 60 people. They do have a warning, so it's not a complete mobbing. So they have been warned that we're coming, and that's just basically our Monday event that we kind of just go there. It's kind of like a meet and greet, and everyone kind of get together, especially the early people who've arrived.
Because when you said flash mob, I had synchronized dancing in mind and, you know, lip syncing and, you know, flash mob.
Some performance art. Yeah. Put a glove on one hand.
I think maybe we maybe have to put that into next year's one.
Yeah. That's a
great idea.
Very good.
So is it like, yeah. Is the local tavern where mum and dad and maybe Nana are having a nice counter meal and then you turn around and the bears are all there?
Sat there with a nice Cointreau and suddenly like 80 people arrive all wanting chips and gravy. So it should be interesting. That's our Monday event. And then Tuesday is probably the big kind of famous one that we're kind of famous for over here.
It is indeed the famous one. I've seen many a picture of this event and it looks horrific. That's all I'm going to say.
Horrific?
Horrific. Ah. Alan, tell us what it is.
Yeah, so we have it's kind of the two events that are happening. We have what is the Bear Drag Race.
And that's then the horrific part.
The Bear Drag Meal. So there's the two events on the same time, well, on the same day. So the Bear Drag Race is where we're down at a local bar, another place called Coco's Cantina, and we get willing and sometimes unwilling volunteers who have to get dressed up in drag in about 5 minutes. So their friends have to dress them up in the worst drag that we actually have, and we have some awful, awful drag. So they get dressed up by their friends, and then they have to run down the length of K Road in high heels to this other bar called Caluzzi. And then the winner kind of gets, you know, vouchers and kind of vodka and stuff like that. But this is basically what stops kind of the K Road. And it's a great event and it's a great fun thing. And it's kind of the thing that we're kind of, you know, slightly different from other kind of bear runs.
Yeah. Do you get local coverage on this? Do you get the local news turning up and stuff?
We do, actually, and this year, actually, we seem to have gone a little bit bigger. My day job, I'm a journalist, so let's just say there'll be my online news providers are actually going to be covering it big time this year. So, yes, it gets a lot more kind of national coverage, this does.
And so the bears are in heels, yeah? So the bears are in drag.
Bears have to be in heels. We have had previous years where they've been wearing flats, and that's now ruled illegal.
Oh my god. I don't know if I could run in. I can't walk in heels.
We did have 1 year that if you won the best dressed, so of course you have to be, you know, paraded and dressed, that you could actually win the flats. But we think we've scrapped that this year and everyone has to wear heels.
Yeah, good idea. I agree entirely. Now, look, when we're on this event, are you doing a co sponsorship with LYC or Love Your Condom? Is that right?
Yeah, LYC sponsor the whole week, so we couldn't do this week basically without them. We also support other charities as well. There's another one called Body Positive, which helps people who are living with HIV and AIDS. So they also get some financial support from us for the week. So we do raffles and things like that to actually help give back to the community. And the beer tent that we do at Gay Out, we don't actually take a penny of that. So all the profits from that go back to the New Zealand AIDS Foundation. So we think we've raised about 40,000-50,000, probably more than that over the years, basically, just giving back. So that's another big factor of what we're doing. Actually, on Wednesday during Beer Week, we do condom packing. They do condom packing every Wednesday here, but we just kind of get the bears involved in it this time. So it's a little way of kind of giving back to the community.
Yeah, so that's Marcello's Cafe, and you actually stuff condoms for the New Zealand AIDS Foundation, which is fantastic.
Yep.
And then 9 o'clock, what happens at 9 o'clock?
We have underwear. Underwear.
It's become a staple of every bear run, hasn't it?
Every bear run's got to have an underwear. So, we've got a new venue this year because, again, Urge is closed. So we've moved it to a different new venue, which is called Twist Bar, and it's the newest GLBT bar in town. Big space for us. We had an underwear party there last October, which was their first ever event, and it was DJed by Paul Rutherford, who you might remember from Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Oh, my God.
So, yes,
that's amazing.
He lived over here.
Fantastic.
So it was great. So we're going to be doing that again. Not Paul this time, but we're actually going to be at the underwear party on the Wednesday, so that's always fun. And then the Thursday.
Do you have a bit of a nap first? Do you have a nap on Thursday? Or is there any line around?
Yeah, we don't have a day thing this year. We have done day things in the past, but they've at work and they sometimes don't work. It depends on how many foreign tourists we kind of get over as well. So it always depends on the Kiwi dollar and how we're doing.
Uh-huh.
So we're not doing it. We're advising people where to go if they want to go out and, you know, go to Waiheke Island and various places.
We'll but
we're not
hobbit doing hunting.
Organized trip this year. Well, there's a Hobbiton as well, so that's a day trip as well. So Thursday night we have a comedy night. A comedy night, yeah. So we have a comedian called Neil Thornton who lives in Wellington, and he gets a few GLBT professional comedians from the country, and they actually do a showcase. So we had it last year, was our first one, and it sold out. So we're bringing it back again this year.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting.
It's really good.
Yeah.
And so then, of course, on Friday night, you've got the other big one, big event.
Mr. LYC Bear New Zealand, yes.
Now,
so this is our 10th year of doing it. So because the Mr. Bear Week, Mr. Bear competition, sorry, has been running before Bear Week actually got going. So this is our 10th anniversary of actually hosting. And I think we might be the first bear group of sorts to send someone across to hibernation as an official, you know, entrant over the years. And
I think you were. I think you were. You guys were the first ones to send someone across as an official capacity. Now everyone is there in an official capacity from their bear runs. So
I think we always wanted to make it like a Eurovision of bears. There should be kind of satellite link-ups to Perth and kind of Brisbane and getting our juries and that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Awesome.
And, of course, last year you sent across a very charming and, dare I say, sexy bear in Mr. Mark, Mr. New Zealand Bear Mark. Yes.
Yes, Mark, he's a chair of Body Positive over here that I mentioned earlier on. And he's got a big day on Sunday. He is getting married to Lucien, who was Mr. Southern Hibernation Bear 2-3 years ago.
He was indeed.
Fantastic.
The very sexy Lucien. Very good.
Yeah. Royalty.
And I believe you might have a small part in that event.
I'm best man.
So you're having a big bucks night?
No, well, they were in Canada last week, so they kind of had it away from everybody. So they've kind of cheated a little bit. So there was no big bucks night here.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think what goes on tour stays on tour.
Fair enough. Oh, I'm sure are they going on a honeymoon or are they staying to do Bear Week?
They're staying to do Bear Week, and then I think they'll have their honeymoon a little bit further down the track.
Cool. But obviously, you'll be choosing a new Mr. New Zealand, what do you call it? Mr. LYC, Mr. Bear New Zealand. And I love the name of the venue, the Dog's Bollocks.
Dog's Bollocks, yes. That's become a kind of a little unofficial Urge. So we do a lot of our dance parties there, and just around the corner from where Urge used to be. And they've become this very exceptionally gay-friendly bar. They're an Irish bar, as if you think with a name. They've been great supporters of us over the last year or so since the bar has closed. So, yeah, we're doing Mr. LYC Bear New Zealand there. We've got, at this moment, 4 contestants.
Very good.
I think the Cubs seem to be the flavor of the day this year.
Well,
they're very 2016.
Go through various kind of older ones or larger ones, and this year seems to be Cub year.
Well, that's funny because we've just had Mr. Vic Bears across here, and they was basically Patrick, he's a Cub, and runner-up was Cam, and he was a Cub as well. So it's the year of the Cub, definitely.
It's the next generation.
It is the year of the Cub.
Pushing
there
through.
You go. The Chinese New Year of the Cub.
That's exactly.
It. Watch out, boys. Us young guns are coming for you.
The young Tigers, yes.
Of course, Saturday night. So you've done your whole week of events, and on Saturday, the 20th of February, what's going on that day?
Well, we got the Pride parade, mm-hmm. which happens here. So it's our Mardi Gras day. So we have the parade. It's a day, it starts at 6 o'clock, so it's kind of more of a day-ish parade. So we're encouraging all the bears basically to kind of come on in, and then we just walk down what is Ponsonby Road here. And then in the evening, it is the Pride parade, Pride party, excuse me. So we've got a special bear space. Organized because traditionally we have a big dance party at the end of Bear Week called Tri Nations, and we had many DJs across from Australia like Mad Effect and a few others who actually played at the party. This year the timings clashed with the Pride party, so we decided, there's no point going up against that, so we'll go and support the Pride people And they've given us a bear space and got bear DJs in there. So it's kind of like giving back to us as well.
That's fantastic that they can accommodate a bear space for Bear Week. That's brilliant.
If there's an Australian bear who was in New Zealand who's going to make their way over there for next Saturday, could they join you in that parade?
Absolutely. We open to all. I mean, I know there's a few Aussies coming across. Greg Craig Buscand and Brett Murray, I think he's still a barman out at Laird, and quite a few Sydney people are coming across. We've got some Sweden, some Americans. We're all very welcome to join the parade.
I was just going to ask, if someone's listening to this in Australia at the moment and they're going, I'm not doing anything next week, I might pop on a plane, is it too late to get tickets, or can they still grab something?
Yeah, they can still grab something. The only event that's sold out as yet is the Bear Drag Night. So we should have said that after the Bear Drag race that we were talked about on the Tuesday, in the evening we have a meal, and then in that meal we have three or four people who've never done drag before do a show, basically. So that's the only event that's sold out because it's quite a small space.
It sounds like watching a car crash. It's like you can't take your eyes away from it, but it's going to be really bad.
Hilarious. The quality is a little bit, you know, all over the place, but when it's good, it's awesome.
And
some of the guys take it very seriously.
And you keep going after Saturday. You've round out the week on Sunday as well. What's happening Sunday?
Yeah, we have a final barbecue, kind of a final get-together at a place called the Kingslander, which is just a short bit out of CBD. And so that's just basically a chill out and chill down. And then if you really haven't got it all by that stage, the local sauna, Centurion, that's when we do our wet fur. So right at the very end of the week, we do our kind of, you know, if you haven't had it already,
it's the time to get it.
It's your last chance.
It's your last chance, and you're in a good place to succeed.
Exactly.
Now, Alan, if an Australian bear is called a koala bear, what do you call a New Zealand bear, bro?
Yeah, I suppose it's got to be kiwi bear, isn't it? So,
kiwi bear.
I don't know. We don't really have natural bears here, do we?
No. Nor do we, really.
No, a koala's not really a bear, is it?
No, it's not really a bear.
It's more bear-like than anything we've got, I think.
Fair enough. Look, Alan, I want to thank you very much for taking your time out tonight and talking to us. All the best with Bear Week New Zealand, of course, and hopefully it's a big success. I'm sure it will be.
Thank you very much. And if you want any more details, we've got a Facebook group. Just search for Bear New Zealand or go on to our website, bearnewzealand.co.nz.
And you can get all the details there. Thanks very much, Alan. We'll probably catch you next year.
Speak to you next year.
Will do, mate. Cheers. That, of course, was Alan Granville, who is one of the organisers of Bear Week New Zealand. You are on the woods on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
For all things bear, cub, otter or wolf, and any other woodland creature, The Woods on Joy 94.9.
You are on The Woods on a Thursday night with Big Bear Mark, Work Experience Cub Robbie, and
Bear Curious Dean. Exactly. Now, Alan was lovely, wasn't he?
He was lovely.
He's a nice guy.
So great to learn about all those events coming up for New Zealand Bear Week.
I want to go. It sounds great.
Yeah, I've been meaning to. It's on my list all the time. It's one of those events that I really want to get to.
Yeah.
And I've never been to Auckland either.
Oh, so Auckland's lovely.
Yeah. So I definitely want to get across there one year. Maybe I should put it on my list for next year and get across there.
Maybe.
Yeah. But I might do that.
Do that.
Set a goal.
What's my friend's birthday? Your birthday trip.
Seeing it's your birthday tomorrow. remind us of that. Yeah. Now, there's a few other things happening around the country, mainly in Sydney.
Because Melbourne's Bear Fest is done and dusted.
Yeah, we've done.
We've got him early. We've done it. We've shown the rest how to do.
We crown Patrick.
We could do
the little unstoppable cub, we've done all our partying. Now it's time to get up to Sydney for Mardi Gras.
Is it time of the year already?
It is. Wow. And there, of course, Harbour City Bears has every year Bear Essentials.
Bear Essentials. So you from our own Bear Fest, you could lead into the New Zealand Bear Week, and as soon as New Zealand Bear Week finishes, you can ship on over to Sydney for the start of Bear Essentials.
Exactly.
Starting from the 21st of February.
Exactly. And the first thing they have is, of course, Fair Day.
Fair Day in the park.
In the park down at...
Under the bear tree.
Yeah, at Victoria Park down in Newtown there. It's a great day. I used to live just on Cleveland Street, which is the road that leads up to the park. Mm-hmm. And we used to be able to walk up to the park, and it's a great day because everyone has a... They have performances and, you know, and there is a big bear flag with shade under the tree because it's usually hot.
What is it about gay carnivals and the heat?
And the heat, yeah. Mm. They love the heat.
It's just a thing. It's just a thing.
Exactly.
I just feel sorry for the leather boys.
And girls, yeah.
I feel community. Sorry for the dogs.
Well, the dogs as well.
No, because they, you know, they get hot. See, I leave my little two in the at home in the air conditioning. they're little black dogs, so they get hot.
They get very hot in the heat.
Yes. Mm. So, yes.
So, Fair Day, under fair the bear day. Tree, under the bear flag.
That's right. And then it goes on to...
Press
Pause on Tuesday, which, of course, is a video game night that they have.
It is. And then the grand opening on the Friday night, Friday the 26th of Bear Essentials, and it's their 20th year. So, big celebration this year.
Which is funny because it's Vic Bear's 20th year as well this year.
Snap.
So, I think
so, we're older by 2 weeks.
Are we? I actually think Harbour City Bears is older, but I'm not going to... Well, the thing was, Harbour City Bears was called something else.
Right.
And then they changed names. Or they split. It got nasty.
Oh, okay. Controversial.
Yeah, it was. Oh. It was all very nasty and all, yeah.
And Bears turn.
So there was two groups of Bears running at the same time.
There was. I think there was Oz Bears and there was Harbour City Bears.
Oh, dear.
And Harbour City Bears obviously became the more popular in the more dominant club.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So they've been around longest. So, yeah, let's leave that there.
Do not support the bear. Good support for Bear Essentials too. The Lord Mayor, Clover Moore, and Alex Greenwich, of course, the leader of the Australian Marriage Equality Party, both attend the grand opening.
That's all right.
Bear Essentials, yeah.
They get Clover Moore along. I can't believe that. Yeah. That's really cool. And then...
Can you imagine Robert Doyle heading up to a bear event?
You know, I can. I've actually interviewed Robert before.
Yes,
he's an absolute lovely guy, and I could actually see Robert turning up to a bear event.
He would
no
do
problems.
All right in the bear community, actually. He's a bit of a
silver daddy.
He's okay. Yeah.
Is he listening?
Hey, maybe. Who knows?
Come on the
show.
So
if you're Robert, you're more than welcome to come on the woods anytime you like. Then... Have we talked about the yamcha yet?
No.
They've got yamcha.
How can we miss the yamcha? The bears love a food event, don't they?
Oh,
they like their
course.
Food. One thing I've learned about bears is they like their
together
food.
Very well.
Oh, don't get me in my way when there's yamcha involved, I tell you. Love my yamcha.
Where are you going with that trolley? Come back.
Yes.
Come back.
Oh, I do. I call them back. It's like, get back here. I have not done with you yet.
Do you do the chicken's feet?
No.
You don't do chicken's feet?
I have eaten it in the past.
Yeah.
But I'm not a fan.
Not a fan? No.
It's just grizzle.
It's awkward. It's awkward.
I'm not a fan. Mm. Robbie, do you do chicken?
No,
feet?
I'm a barbecue pork bun guy the whole way. Love a barbecue.
Yeah,
you
I like
your buns.
Uh-huh. I like my pork. I do. Uh-huh. Talking about pork, there's Toga Bear.
What a segue.
Yeah, 27th, there's Toga Bear on. Then they go bowling and laser tagging. Which is kind of cool. That's really retro, isn't it?
I'm exhausted. Laser tag.
You know, I actually used to run a laser tag place.
No.
Yeah, down in Sydney. Up in Sydney when I lived there a long time ago.
Have many bears come along to your laser tag place?
No, look, I was like 18 at the time when I did it.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I used to run a laser tag.
We did it in recent years, we did it for like a work team building thing. We went to a laser tag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
As I said, it's a bit retro. I wouldn't be enthralled to do it now, but yeah. Then, of course, on the Wednesday, they've got the obligatory underbear party. Now, their underbear parties are at ARC in Sydney. Now, if you've ever been to ARC, you know it's a huge venue, and they get a huge crowd at this event. They've got two floors downstairs. They usually... I don't know if they're going to do it this year, but downstairs they usually have like more retro stuff, and upstairs is the more
dancing
music stuff. And then upstairs, I won't talk about on air.
Mm.
So is it two floors or three floors?
It's two floors, and then they've got a balcony up above the main dance floor.
It's a layer upon layer of underbear bears.
Yes, and on the balcony layer, there are layer upon layer.
enough said.
Enough said, yes. It gets very heated up there, let's put it that way. Then to cool down, they're going to the beach on the Thursday. So there's something to do during the day.
Yes, look for the big bear flags. I like that. They're gonna
swim between the flags.
Swim between the bear flags.
Okay. What? Well, swim between the bears, yeah, between the bear flags. Yeah, no problem. Then on the Friday, they've got the tribal harbour cruise. I don't know why it's tribal. Do you know, Robbie?
Yeah, it's because it's immersing yourself in Aboriginal history. It's a little bit of an Aboriginal
discover the stories of Aboriginal people in Sydney, Sydney. Oh, that's cool.
They've got Aboriginal cultural performances.
Well, that's interesting.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very good. Then on Friday, it's the wet fur, which is always a bit of fun. And
so how come New Zealand and Sydney have wet fur? We call ours bear soup.
Well, we'll hold it. See, this wet fur isn't... This wet fur is in a pool. Public pool.
Oh,
it's not at a sauna.
So different activities take place.
Different activities, yes. Okay. When I was living in Brisbane, they used to have a day at the pool as well. So we don't tend to do that in Melbourne.
No, so no Marco Polo in Melbourne.
No.
Marco Polo.
But leave me alone, I'm busy. Then on the Friday, they've got the two floors of fur, which is a huge dance party at the Shift Club, of course. Mm-hmm. And then on the Saturday night, it's the parade. So they have a bit of a pre-parade gathering, and then they march in the parade for Mardi Gras. And then, of course, after that is the big party down at the... Showgrounds,
fantastic.
Yeah. So it's all happening in Sydney from... When is it from, Robbie? You can tell me, because I've forgotten. The
21st of Feb.
21st of Feb, so it's not that far away.
Not far at all.
As we said, you can go to Auckland, then Sydney, and be partied out.
Keep little bears busy, busy little bears.
Exactly. You're on the woods on Joy 94.9.
Did you know... Joy Audio Production Services can help you with your audio recording needs, no matter what the task at hand. We have a way to support you and your business. We can produce radio-style interviews for your website, on-hold greetings, podcasts, voiceovers for video, and more. Call Joy's production manager, Jason, on 1300 569 949 or email production@joy.org.au. That's 1300 569 949. Joy Audio Production Services, commercial grade audio quality at community radio rates. Catch up or relive all the Woods has to offer. Listen to the Woods podcast online at joy.org.au or on iTunes or Stitcher. Joy 94.9.
Okay, it's become mandatory now.
It has.
Yes, exactly. So we're talking about Sydney over Mardi Gras, but of course, Harbour City Bears isn't the only party in town, apparently. No. It's becoming a bit of a tradition. Johnny Bastion opens up a bar in Sydney called Bear Bar, which is the top floor of 2 Oxford Street in Darlinghurst.
It's the Birdkin Hotel.
Yes.
Is it like a pop-up bar?
It's a pop-up bar, for Bear Week.
A pop-up bar?
Or for Mardi Gras.
How considerate.
Yeah, so they do that over Bear Week. Oh, I keep saying Bear Week. It's not Bear Week. It's Mardi Gras.
It's Mardi Gras, but it could be called Bear Week.
It could be called Bear Week. There's so many bears in town, I'm assuming. And they have a series of events from the 26th of February through to the 5th of March. And basically, they've got some really cool events. They do a hot dog party.
A hot dog party?
Yes. Hot men, hot tunes, and hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Oh. So, how could you want anything else?
Exactly. They've got the bear slave auction.
Now, that sounds like fun.
Yes, exactly. So they actually auction off people from Sydney's top gay sporting clubs.
Oh.
So if it was in Melbourne,
you're in Sydney, Dave up.
Yeah, exactly.
So I can get my windows washed. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, I don't know exactly. Maybe we should get Johnny on and have a chat about it. But, and there's other things. There's a gear night, there's a pool comp, there's Popalicious, which is all pop hits that they do one night as well. But the thing I think is the big news, which is they've got Big Dipper.
The Big Dipper.
Coming out from New York, which is just because I'm a little bit of a fan, yeah. But I like Big Dipper. I actually interviewed him, and you can hear that on the podcast. It's quite a way back.
Mm.
But he is an amazing person, and he is very switched on, and he's a very nice person, I think. But he's just got an amazing lifestyle, and he raps. And he, he's very sexualized,
uh-huh.
And it's a very interesting person to talk to. And I wish he was coming to Melbourne because I'd love to talk to him personally, because he's one of those people I've always wanted to meet.
Yeah.
And so there, he's doing Search for a Cover Cub. Robbie,
here's your chance.
So they're looking
my flight.
Yeah, they're looking for a person to be on the cover of SX magazine in Sydney, and Big Dipper's hosting the night. So that is actually on the 3rd of March. So if you are a cup in and around Sydney at that point, get yourself in and have a look at Search for a Cover Cup. Not only that.
Mm.
You won't believe who's doing the tunes that night. It's Melbourne's Grant Cook.
No.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Right.
So it's a bit of a Melbourne night as well.
Uh-huh.
So, look, I think that will be a great night. They've got other things happening. And, of course, it all culminates with one of the honey parties at Bear Bar as well.
So this is all happening in the during the Mardi Gras period?
Yep. They're a bit of rivals. There's like Harvesty Bears, Bear Bar. They're a bit...
So I'm a bit curious about this. Are there enough bears to go around? Is there demand to do so many events?
Well, yeah, there is. I'm sure there is. Because Mardi Gras is a huge event.
I guess it's international as well, yeah.
And you get that's where you get all the international guests coming. Uh-huh. So you'll get a lot of international people coming in town. If you can't make it to a Harvesty Bear event, you might want to go to a Bear Bar event.
A Bear Bar event.
I can just imagine come April, all the bears are going to be plum tuckered out with all these festivals.
Well, then they've got then June comes up. Well, they've got to rest till June.
Rest until June, and then they have to come down to Melbourne.
Well, there's Melbourne, but then there's all the other Pride events around the world as well.
International
Pride events usually happen around June.
Oh.
So, yeah. Yes.
I'll be in San Francisco for San Francisco Pride this year.
Yes, and then you're off to Nashville.
Yeah, the other way around. We start with Nashville. We finish with the San Francisco Pride, which is very exciting.
Jet-setting bears.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm hoping to hit some bear events there, actually.
Well, yeah. San Francisco is a great town. It's a fun town.
I'll come back and tell you all about it.
Yes. Get to the Red Star and Eagle Leather. Oh, the Eagle Bar.
Okay.
There, while you're there.
Take notes.
I'm sure there'll be plenty of people to keep you company. there's a lot of things happening in the bear world at the moment. Of course, June is also when Southern Hibernation happens.
And then, of course, the 20th anniversary year for Vic Bears. It's going to be big this year, I reckon. It's going to be big.
Yeah, and look, when we come back from the break, we might have a quick chat about the 20th anniversary and the event they've got planned as well.
Fantastic.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is The Woods.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9. Woof. Grr.
You are on The Woods on Joy 94.9. And we were just talking that it is the 20th anniversary of Vic Bears this year. And they're having a get-together.
Is it a gala?
It's a gala dinner and show, apparently.
Gala dinner and show. That sounds nice.
Nice. It's different. It's nice. Different. Yeah. So, and it's going to be held at the Comics Lounge on the 22nd of April. So I would recommend that you might want to get in early for this one because it might get packed.
Absolutely.
I mean, 20 years is a long time for an organisation to be around, and they've been very successful.
Absolutely. I bet there's some stories to tell. I bet over 20 years there's a story or two to tell.
I reckon there's a lot of stories. And I reckon a few people might even be telling them on the night.
After a bevy or two.
Oh, yes. I could just imagine. Of course, they're trying to get a lot of the past presidents and life members and committee members and volunteers, etc., over the years to go. And so if you have been involved in Vic Bears in any way, why don't you go to Facebook, look up Vic Bears Inc., and you can click on the link to the Vic Bears 20th anniversary gala dinner and show, and why don't you click going? And I'm sure more details will come through very shortly for that.
Or, of course, it's all there in the VicBears app.
All the VicBears app, yeah, of course. You can go onto your particular store for apps and download. Now, it's called Team App.
Team App is the name of the...
Yeah, so don't go on and look VicBears. For VicBears, because you're not going to find anything.
Download Team App, subscribe to that, and then subscribe to the VicBears page VicBears on Team page.
And there's no cost. It's no cost. It's free.
Not at all.
No, it's totally free. And, you know, you just pay for your normal, whatever your phone is worth.
And then you can stay, we have your finger on the pulse of all things VicBear.
Exactly.
But also other events around Australia and the world.
And the lead.
Say they do a very good job of keeping it up to date. I think there's things going up there every day.
Yeah, I don't know how Rob Cam does it.
He's a busy bear.
Busy bear. Well, that has been about an hour now. So
Just about an hour.
So we're going to have to say goodbye. What's coming up on the Cheap Seats tonight?
On the Cheap Seats tonight, we are listening to Ivan Coyote and Ray Spoon present Gender Failure, which is quite interesting.
Oh, Gender Failure.
Spoken word piece, yes.
I might have to be listening to that on my way home in the car, yes. And Robbie, I'll be joining you on Monday morning for Brekkie Bears.
Barely Believable.
Barely Believable at 8:30. Keep Mandy happy. Yes. Hello, Mandy, if you're listening. yes, you're now, hello, Mandy, but you know your mum's stalking me now.
Did she?
Yeah, she messaged me on Facebook.
Did she?
To say hello, yes. And
nice.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah. And so, hello,
so
Mandy.
So what secrets have you told her? What have you developed?
Nothing. I haven't told her anything yet.
Not yet.
Any of the behind-the-scenes goss from the woods?
I wanted to see how much you were going to pay me to not say anything first.
The woods uncut.
What we talk about before the show stays before the show.
Exactly. So that's Monday morning, 6:30 to 9 a.m. for Brekkie Bears with myself, Luke, and Robbie. And just want to wish you all a very good week. And if you are heading to Auckland, have fun, play safe, and we'll see you next week. It's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.